Before beginning his sermon, one Sunday morning, a pastor decided to explain why he had a band-aid on his chin. As I was shaving this morning, I was thinking about today's sermon, today's gospel message, when I lost my concentration and accidentally cut my chin with the razor. He then went out to preach the longest sermon of his life. After the service, a young lady greeted the pastor and said, "Pastor, next week, why don't you focus on your shaving and cut the sermon instead of the chin?" I will do my best to keep my homily brief today. My dear friends in Jesus Christ, throughout his ministry, people approached Jesus for various reasons. Some sought healing, miracles, and wonders, like the centurion who pleaded for his servant's healing, or the official who begged Jesus to come and heal his dying son. Others came to challenge him, as seen in the Pharisees and the religious leaders who constantly scrutinized his teachings and actions. Even Jesus' own family came to see him while he was preaching to the crowd. The rich young man sought guidance on inheriting eternal life. During the Passover feast, some Greeks arrived in Jerusalem and approached Philip with a simple request. "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Their reason for seeking Jesus remains unspecified. Their request is not merely about physical sight. It reflects a deeper longing to encounter the living presence of Christ in their lives. The Greeks' request likely reflects a spiritual curiosity and a quest for truth and belief in God. The Greeks were known for their philosophical and intellectual pursuits, and they may have been seeking wisdom and understanding from Jesus. The Greeks represent all those who seek Jesus, all those who long to encounter him. They symbolize the universal human desire to find meaning and purpose, to discover the source of true fulfillment. Like them, we too yearn to see Jesus, to experience his presence in our lives. We need Jesus for life. We need Jesus to give meaning to our existence. We need Jesus to forgive us our sins. And so, we ask with those Greeks, "Sir, we would see Jesus." Where do we see Jesus? How do we see Jesus? We don't have the privilege of seeing Jesus with our physical sight, physical eyes. Instead, we must seek to see him through the eyes of faith, guided by the living spirit within us. Philip and Andrew, upon receiving the Greek's request, they brought them to Jesus. This action reflects the role of church, represented by Philip and Andrew, in directing souls to encounter Jesus. Just as Philip and Andrew guided the Greeks to Jesus, the church guides us through scripture, sacraments, and the community of believers, facilitating our encounter with God. Firstly, we see Jesus in the scriptures. Just as Philip and Andrew directed the Greeks to the Jesus, the Word of God directs us to encounter Jesus. In the scriptures, we find the stories of Jesus and his teachings and actions. Word of God will speak to our hearts, guides us, comforts us, and transforms us. Secondly, we see Jesus in the sacraments, especially in the Eucharist. In the breaking of the bread, Jesus is present among us in a profound and tangible way. As we receive his body and blood, we are united with him in a communion of love that sustains and nourishes us on our journey of faith. Thirdly, we see Jesus in one another. As members of the body of Christ, we are called to be his hands and feet in the world. When we encounter the poor, the marginalized, the suffering, we encounter Jesus himself. As Saint Teresa of Calcutta famously said, "In the face of the poor, we see the face of Christ." My dear friends, but seeing Jesus requires more than physical sight. It requires the eyes of faith. It requires us to look beyond the surface, beyond the distractions of this world, and to see with the eyes of our hearts. It requires us to cultivate a spirit of openness and receptivity, allowing the Holy Spirit to illuminate our minds and hearts. As we continue our Lenten journey, let us renew our commitments to see Jesus in all aspects of our lives. Let us immerse ourselves in the scriptures, participate devoutly in the sacraments, and serve others with love and compassion. May our eyes be opened to see Jesus present among us, guiding us, sustaining us, and leading us to eternal life. May God bless you.